This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Quran is a very rich book that has deep meanings, the best arguments, the best presentation of evidences, the best organization of facts. And so, when an atheist says, "Show me scientific proof that Allah subhanahu exists," there's actually stronger proofs that exist to show Allah's existence that are stronger than scientific proofs, and we will show that today bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But before that, let's talk about a few important points to understand those other proofs. Allah subhanahu in the Quran said, فَأَقِّمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. Allah subhanahu says, so direct yourselves to the upright deen, to the deen that is upright. This is the deen, فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. This is the natural way, the deen which is the innate nature that Allah subhanahu has instilled mankind with and created mankind with. Let's call it the spiritual DNA, if you will. This spiritual DNA is the fitrah which every single human being has been created with. This is an innate inclination to connect with our Creator, Allah subhanahu jalla wa ala. And so, as we know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu created Adam. And after he created Adam, he extracted all of mankind. Every human being that was to exist and be born on this earth was extracted from Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu spoke to all of us at that time and said, "Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord?" And every single one of us said, "Bala, shahidna, certainly, we testify with knowledge, we testify that you are our Lord." At this amazing moment, what is realized here is this innate spiritual DNA. And there are a few other things that get realized at this moment. Number one, what was realized here is that there is one Creator. As Allah subhanahu is speaking to us by saying, "Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord?" So we testify that there is one Creator. And this testimony of the existence of one Creator creates three powerful proofs that are stronger than scientific proofs themselves. The first, once we recognize that Allah subhanahu is our Creator, we are acknowledging that we are conscious, that we have consciousness. So this is something that some atheists even doubt. Some atheists even doubt if this world is actually real. And this consciousness is something that science cannot prove, because science needs consciousness to exist for human beings to implement the scientific method. So consciousness is a foundation for the use of the scientific method. Number two, we see here that we recognize that Allah subhanahu has extracted all of mankind from Adam alayhi salam. This makes us understand causality, that there is a cause and effect, that this principle of causality exists. And so we see that even a little baby, if you touch a little baby on the cheek, it will turn towards you. It is looking for the cause, looking in that direction. Who taught the baby to look in that direction? So during this moment, we also realize causality, that this universe is built in cause and effect scenarios. Science cannot prove cause and effect, because science uses cause and effect for its observation, experimentation, and theories. Science is built on cause and effect. Science assumes causality, and it has to move forward. So causality itself is a stronger proof than science, because science is built on it. Number three, When we recognize Allah subhanahu as our creator, the creator by necessity must be perfect. Inna Allaha tayyib. That Allah is good, He is perfect. For if a creator was imperfect, this universe would not exist. So the creator is perfect. And this perfection, and this is why we say subhanallah day and night, to say that Allah is free from any imperfection, any flaws, any defects. And so understanding that if there is a creator, the creator must be perfect, this brings us to the third principle which we realize, and that is the law of non-contradiction. As human beings, we understand that a person cannot be a married bachelor. A person is either married or they're either a bachelor. We understand you can't have a squared circle. We understand that two direct opposites cannot exist at the same time. Science needs the law of non-contradiction to exist for it to operate. Science has to presuppose the law of non-contradiction for any experimentation, for any observation to make sense. But all of this is realized when we realize our creator, number one, that he is the one creator. Number two, we realize that we have consciousness, we actually exist. This is a real world, it's not a fairy tale, it's not a dream. Number two, we acknowledge causality. And then number three, we acknowledge the law of non-contradiction. All three important aspects that science presupposes, that science assumes exists and is valid for it to function. Therefore, if we use these three proofs to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu, then it is a stronger proof than science itself. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فإنه غفور رحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد Allah subhanahu in the Quran uses causality, cause and effect, to establish the existence of the Creator. He says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ He says, were they created from nothing? So Allah subhanahu is asking us, telling us to question this causality. If we affirm and we see that there is something that exists in the universe, we know that this something could not have come from nothing, because causality is built within us. We know there must be a cause. And if we know that something cannot come from nothing, then it means there was always something. And if there was always something, that means that that something is eternal, which means the creator of the universe is eternal. And so Allah subhanahu says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ Were they created from nothing? And then He says, أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Or are they themselves the creators? And sometimes we get some ridiculous statements from atheists who say, yes, I was created by my parents. So Allah subhanahu shifts the argument and says, أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He points to things in the universe that are far out of our reach and says, have they created the heavens and the earths? Have they created basically the galaxies and everything else in this universe? And then Allah subhanahu says, بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ But they have no certainty. So the absence of the belief of a creator, you have no proof that you have consciousness. You have no proof for causality. And you have no proof for the law of contradiction. What happens to an individual who does not accept these matters? They live in doubt. They're not sure if they're real. They're not sure if what they're saying is true. And thus Allah subhanahu said, بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ They have no certainty. So my dear brothers and sisters, when an atheist says, give me scientific proof that God exists, say, no, we have proof that science itself depends on that God exists. And it's these three that we mentioned today. Number two, the statement of an atheist to say, prove to me scientifically that God exists is invalid. Because science relies on observation, experimentation. And Allah subhanahu in this world, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ Allah subhanahu is unseen. So Allah has chosen to be unseen in this world. So you can't say Show me someone who is unseen, who has chosen to be unseen, and then and only then I will believe in him. That's a ridiculous claim. One can't say that the proof of God's existence will be if you show me that he exists when he himself has chosen not to be seen in this world. So using science to prove God's existence is an improper tool. It's like using a hammer to eat a bowl of rice. So Allah subhanahu has made it clear in the book of Allah, which is filled with rich meanings, that Allah subhanahu is established, his existence is established through causality, through our acceptance of our consciousness, and through the universal acceptance of the law of non-contradiction. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa ala to enable us to take this message to the other atheists out there who are suffering and drowned in doubt, not knowing if they exist truly or if this world is real or not, so that they may accept the existence of the Creator. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقيم الصلاة